Well, we made it. We finally are going to see some drier weather for a while now. Now, not completely dry necessarily, but not near as wet. Rainfall not near as widespread as it has been for weeks now. Yesterday, Coley Cove, not too far from Green Cove Springs, picked up 1.8 inches of rain in St. Johns County, nestled up there along the St. Johns River, right across from Clay County. All yesterday afternoon, we had a number of reports of between 1 and 2 inches, and then some areas like CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jackson, 104.5, WOKV Studios, we had less than a tenth of an inch. So the amounts ranged greatly, as they oftentimes do this time of year. But today, it's just a few brief showers, and they may be heavy for a minute or two, but they're not going to last long, with a tendency to get pushed south and west of the area as we go through the afternoon, leaving us with what looks to be a mostly dry late-day commute. Now, it will mean hotter temperatures. We'll get into the upper 80s, so a pretty toasty day, down to around 70 tonight, and we really turn up the heat the next couple of days. But it's going to be dry. You know, it's a give and take, right? Tomorrow's high is around 90, near record highs for Thursday, soaring into the mid-90s. So we're not done with the 90-degree temperatures yet this year, which is, again, not real unusual yet. The record high on Thursday, by the way, 96, set back in 1990, and we'll get very close to that. But there's light at the end of the heat tunnel, folks. There's good news. There's a cool front that's going to roll through here on Friday. Now, it's a September Florida kind of cool front, so don't think it's going to be real long-lasting or tremendously cooler, but it's going to be more pleasant. As it pushes into the area on Friday, that front, skies will be partly sunny. There may be a brief shower or two along the front, but I'm not expecting significant rainfall. Winds will shift to out of the northeast, and temperatures will be a good 7 to 8 degrees cooler than Thursday, still reaching the mid to upper 80s, but becoming more comfortable as we go through the day. And then by Saturday, beautiful start to the weekend, partly to mostly sunny skies. Cooler and less humid. Highs will be in the mid 80s. Nighttime low temperatures will fall well down into the 60s over the weekend, and a few inland areas near and west of Highway 301, so far western Duval, parts of Baker, western Nassau County, may see some spots dipping into the upper 50s. So that's going to be a nice change, right? A little cool front tease, if you will, an autumn tease. Not real uncommon, but typically that's what you get this time of year. A couple of cooler days, and then it heats back up again. Speaking of heating up, while the tropics are, of course, we have Hurricane Fiona, which continues to strengthen, destined to become the first major hurricane of the Atlantic season. In other words, Cat 3 or stronger, but still good news here as far as the U.S. is concerned. The lower 48 staying way to the east of Florida, a good 7 to 8, maybe even 900 miles east of Jacksonville. Late Wednesday night, early Thursday, that's its closest approach. And even though it's a long ways away, it's a powerful hurricane, so still will send a higher surf all the way to our beaches. With some wave action, not tremendous, but some surf at about 3 to 4 occasional five footers, especially at times of high tide. And the greatest concern will be a high rip current risk for the rest of the week. Now, the far southeastern Bahamas being impacted, but are staying on the west side of the eye, which helps a little bit. Bermuda looks to be in the crosshairs by Thursday night into Friday morning, and improving weather conditions for hard hit Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, where rain was especially a big problem. A lot of water, major flooding, and ironically enough, 5 years ago today, Puerto Rico hit by Cat 4 Maria. This time around, Fiona not as intense on the category scale, but was even wetter than Maria, so flooding's been the big problem. Now, you also have a disturbance, a tropical wave that came off the coast of Africa late last week and is now about halfway across the Atlantic. And forecast models haven't been particularly active with this wave, so to speak. They haven't really picked up on it, but I've been mentioning the last several days it bears watching. Well, sure enough, now the forecast models are jumping on it as it moves into the Caribbean by the weekend into next week, and then perhaps turns more northward toward or into the Gulf of Mexico. This is a big ticket item, potentially. It is still early, but it is something to watch for next week, especially the middle and end of the week as far as the Gulf of Mexico is concerned. So it's a solid 10 days away or more for the Gulf of Mexico, but as early as the weekend into early next week for parts of the Caribbean. This could be a more classic mid to late season type development. The Caribbean is ripe and very warm water, and it's a situation to watch. Always more on Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com at ActionNewsJax.com. Thought your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.